certainly the numbers have gone down over recent years. But the worrying for many parents today, some of them are badly traumatised by it. For example, if the school was to close down tomorrow, the schools that they would have to travel are across the bridge into the city side, where there's major oversubscription to St. Mary's College, St. Cecilia's, all girls. St. Joseph's 60 oversubscribed to it. So parents don't know where their child is going to go. The alternative would be Oak Grove Education, which is an integrated school, and parents don't want to send their child. They want to send it to a faith-based school with Catholic principles to it. So it's a battle on our hands, and what the college epitomises as well, Donal, is the community involvement there. We have a youth club there. We have Gaelic teams training there. We have soccer teams training. We have the Protestant community from Irish State participating in community events there. So it's a hub of that community as well, utilising and making good use of the estate, the school's estate. So I pass it on to the speaker, who in turn now will present it to the Minister of Education. I would hope good sense will be made in some creative way is found, even in a collaboration with another school and amalgamation, to enable that integrity of Immaculate Conception College to remain.
You've also made the point that conversely, Foyle College on the city side, which is the only Protestant post-primary school, is now talk about moving over to the water side, and that might also be counterproductive.
Well, unfortunately, in the SDLP, when Foyle and Londonderry College were carrying a consultation, I remember going along with the then Mayor, Kathleen McCluskey, to say, look, we want this Protestant school to remain within city side. And they decided, for good reasons, the money was there to move the water side. So what we're going to have going forward, possibly next year, we'll have Catholic pupils, teenagers, taught on city side, and Protestant teenagers, young students being taught on the water side. I don't think that's right going forward that we have this. I think we could do things better on this here, and certainly I would appeal to the Minister to give every, be creative and be innovative on how you can enable Immaculate College to remain on the water side. I think that's crucial in going forward.